John chapter 2, verse 1 through 5. And the third day a wedding took place in Cana of Galilee, and the mother of Jesus was there. And Jesus also was invited, as well as his disciples, to the wedding. And when the wine ran out, the mother of Jesus said to him, "They have no wine." And Jesus said to her, "Woman, what do I have in this that concerns you? My hour has not yet come." His mother said to the servants, "Whatever he says to you, do."
The wine, which was the center of the enjoyment of the wedding feast, ran out. This signifies that the enjoyment of human life will be terminated when human life runs out. When the wine runs out, the pleasure of the marriage feast is gone. This signifies not only that the enjoyment of life is over, but that human life is finished. Regardless of how much pleasure you are enjoying, when your human life is ended, all your human enjoyment is also gone. Regardless of how good your wife, your husband, your parents, your children, or your job may be, if your life has come to an end, your pleasure is gone. When the wine has been exhausted, the feast is over, for the feast is dependent upon the wine. All your enjoyment depends upon your life. If your life has been terminated, your enjoyment is brought to an end. Regardless of the kind of wedding you are in, when your human life runs out, your wedding is terminated, and the enjoyment is over. That is what happened that day in Cana of Galilee. Do you not believe that before the Lord Jesus went to Cana, he realized that the wine would run out? Surely he knew it ahead of time, for that was the reason that he went to Cana. The wine did not run out by accident. The Lord Jesus foreknew that the wine would be exhausted, and he went to Cana to establish the principle of life, changing death into life. By coming to the marriage feast, he came to deal with and to heal the situation. The Lord healed death in the human situation by turning it into life, like the way Elisha healed the salt water by making it fresh.
When the Lord came into the world, he came into a situation where human enjoyment existed but was not lasting. He came into a situation where the death of human life terminates all human enjoyment. The changing of water into wine is a sign which must be understood figuratively. For example, if we are over 60 years of age, we are approaching a time when the wine is almost gone. When our wine is about to run out, we know that our marriage feast will soon be over. But, praise the Lord, it is at such a time that the Lord comes into our situation. In our marriage feast, we have the Lord. We need not be afraid, for he can change the water into wine.